Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Stream the show live every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
So these the oldest conjoined twins died. They were 62. If you remember these ladies, when they started out being ladies, that's what's the interesting part about this. They're the ones with their heads are connected. They lived in Reading, Pennsylvania. I remember seeing them. They were all kinds of. They did an episode of Nip Tuck back in the day.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
They were famous. They did talk shows. It was awkward because the one woman was facing the other way, and the other woman, they had their own bodies, though. And one woman's facing the other way, and the other one was facing the other way, but their heads were conjoined. And I read that, they died of natural causes probably, but the one had a job at a bank or something like that for like 30 years, and the other one would just go with her and just read a book while the other chick worked.
Well, there really wasn't a choice in the matter, was there?
No, there was not a choice. But then the other one played an instrument, and the other one would just go up, and when she played instruments, she was in some band or something like that, some horns or something like that. And then, but it did say, I remember reading and seeing these women back in the day, but I kept reading like Susie and George. I'm thinking, what?
Lori and George.
Right. Well, if you read into it, George transitioned. It was Lori and somebody else. Now it's Lori and George.
George, previously known as Dory. So it was Lori and Dory.
So one transitioned. Yeah. Which is even cooler.
So the other one had to be there.
I know you've seen them. They were famous. Yeah.
Right. For the whole transition.
Yep.
Well, I don't know. We don't know there's an operation. Remember, we're not allowed to ask that kind of stuff. But she cut her hair short and called herself George, you know? So, I mean, she transitioned.
And 62 has got to be a...
They have separate bodies, so they probably had everything. The only thing was connected was her head, and the brain wasn't connected.
Right,
so.
I wonder what the life expectancy of conjoined twins is.
They said, it sounds like they doubled what they thought it was going to be.
They were... Well, the one... Yeah, and the one had like a... was born six inches shorter. So she had to ride around on a cart.
George.
Read too.
George, 4 inches shorter and suffered from spina bifida.
Yeah, which is pretty brutal. You know, that's a brutal disease.
That'd be quite the conversation with the transition and everything. They're like, hey, do you ever feel like a dude? And she's like, no, I don't.
Yeah.
One of them is listed
well,
as...
Well, you can take the medicine to transition because you have your own separate body. So... You know.
But at some point they share.
It would the other ones though with the same vagina. The ones that got married, one of them wanted to transition. They couldn't do it. You know.
Well, yeah,
maybe the exception of visually, but you couldn't take the hormones. Right.
Both went to public high school. Both took college classes together, and one of them, Lori, is listed as a trophy-winning bowler.
Only one
How
of them.
How did that work?
Yeah.
The other one's
got to run up next to her backward.
I'm guessing they sat and rolled it. You know.
Yeah,
they give her the little dinosaur ramp thing.
Because if that one rolls at the same time, she's going to roll it back towards everybody where they're facing each other way.
They were spinning, running up there.
Did either one of them have a boyfriend? They said they had their own. They said they each had their own separate relationships. Right.
The Philadelphia Inquirer that reported Lori was once engaged to be married, but her fiance died in a car accident. When I went on dates, Lori said George would bring along books to read.
Yeah.
And they're. Their eyes point in different directions.
I know.
So if one of them brought a dude home, he'd be like, hey, let me see that hog. What are you working with here? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, they don't know what it's like not to have their heads connected, so that's the only thing good about that. It ain't like, the movie Centipede, where they just make people horrible. Yeah. Sorry about that. I never watched it.
They also had different bathing schedules and showered one at a time. So, what, one of you kind of stepped just outside the shower?
Must be.
Well, your head's gonna get wet either way. You're connected. You know?
Well, that'd be an odd conversation to have with your sister who's conjoined. You'd be like, hey, you stink.
Right.
No, well, you stink.
I'm sure, fine.
We stink.
You need to.
It's more like we stink.
Yeah, you need to shower. Right. If you stink, I stink. You need to shower.
Yeah.
And having the two separate bodies presents other problems. You could just be going about your day and all of a sudden be like, I've just crapped my pants. We need to go home.
That's only if you're conjoined with Tyler.
Well, you could have warned me why I had to poop.
Living documented conjoined twins made it to 63. Ronnie and Donnie Galen.
Oh, I thought they identified these guys as
they were 62.
World's oldest living.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, they're not living anymore.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
But you're talking about a different one that they call the world's oldest.
Right.
Oldest of all time.
Right. They died in 2020.
Oh, okay. These were the current oldest living.
Yeah, right.
That's
right.
The all-time.
Oh, they missed it by
living.
A year, man.
Yeah.
No, 68.
Oh.
Sorry, they made it to 68.
Okay.
And then the famous Siamese twins.
Yeah.
They lived to be 63. They were Aang and Chang.
No, right, we're
Aang
American.
Chang. Yeah, which is a great book. Yeah, no.
This couple that just passed away doesn't look comfortable at all. Like, how would
they? No, theirs are brutal.
I wonder how they would lay down on the bed and sleep.
That one's brutal. Yeah, because I remember seeing them on Nip Tuck. That was a great show, and certain talk shows, and it was just they were tough to look at. You know. I'm guessing you got used to if you knew
figuring out where to part your hair would have been difficult,
especially
too.
When George decided to cut it short and be a dude. Right?
Well, that might have made it easier. Yeah. And where do you start? Like, if George wanted a buzz cut and Lori didn't, like, where's the transition? Where do you stop?
In the haircut.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where's the transition to the haircut?
That's her head, not my head.
Yeah.
You got to cut that differently.
Jesus. Yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So fascinated by this stuff. But
it is.
So,
well, like, what
so
happens
brutal.
If they're sleeping and, like, one of them has a nightmare? They're like, ah!
Oh, I don't know if their brains, their heads might have been connected, but their brains might not have been, you know.
Well, that could happen with the girls with two heads.
Well, those two,
one of them has a nightmare. I wonder
just
if
jumps.
That works with anxiety. Like, if it's probably different with the one with just the head in the middle, but with the two heads, if one of them is having anxiety or a panic attack or something, it's got to... The other one's got to feel that
down.
A little
sure.
bit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, that one's where the girls who have two heads, they said they share a circulatory system. So they have two
the
hearts,
body.
But all their veins and everything are all connected. So if one of them starts to get
they
worked up.
One, by
right.
The way.
If one of them is physically ill, I would assume the other gets physically ill.
Yeah, or like
we're talking about the two-headed chick or these,
the two-headed chick. Yeah,
the ladies from Minnesota.
Yeah, but I mean, if one of them starts to get anxious or something, and their heart rate starts to go up, I would think the other one would too.
Yes, sure,
would
right.
follow because they share the same circulatory.
One
system.
One likes scary movies, one doesn't.
Makes sense. Mm-hmm. Oh, your good question for the escort was
what was it?
In call or out call? You know, did she go to? Did they come?
Where does this all go down?
Yeah. I'm guessing they go to people's places, especially single guys, if single guys might, you know.
See, I would think neutral territory would be the safest for everybody involved.
One of Todd's motor hotels, right?
Right.
That
kind
of stuff,
Some place where there's a front desk attendant who might, you know, save you if something went wrong.
Right. Well, I remember getting hotels back in the day, not for Well, some of them were nefarious. But yeah, walking into a front desk guy at like 3 in the morning to get a room and leaving 2 hours later.
Yeah.
They didn't care.
Nah.
They didn't care, you know.
But nowadays, that's what the back seat of a Honda Pilot's for.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, they thought it was over, didn't they? What'd she look like? We discussed earlier.
Omaha, you can see her on our, teacher, right? On our socials.
Put Burke High on blast.
If you're 45 and banging a 17-year-old in the back of a Honda Pilot at 3 a.m. on a Saturday morning or a late Friday night, man, is she rethinking her choices today?
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Where the hell was, I mean, don't, man, I mean, I always feel for the spouse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The husband had, he's in bed or wondering why his wife's not home at 3 in the morning. That's, what's that term when you're married? You shouldn't be out.
Cheating?
No, I know that. But about you're out way too late.
Nothing good happens after midnight?
No, you just don't. Somebody shouldn't be out that late.
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing good. If it's after midnight, something's going down, right? You know, or one for that matter.
Maybe both.
Right. But this guy's laying around, you know, maybe they probably got kids, 3 in the morning. He gets a call from the cops. First of all, he's probably scared because he probably thinks something dangerous, something happened, you know.
Yeah.
Like an accident, you know.
You don't know if there's any kids.
Yeah.
No.
The 7-year-old kid must have been a stud, you know. Probably a big jock, you know. Good-looking dude, you know. He's 17, man. She's 45.
I wonder what happens with that kid. Does he go back to school? Does he do remote the rest of the semester and go to another school?
No, I'm back in school. I'm the boy who lived. The Pete Davidson. Two of those skits, by the way, the Pete Davidson, you know. Yeah. King of all kings. I forget some of those words. I think Puss is looking it up here. This deserves one play. Yeah, either one. There's two of those in there, Puss.
But, you know, again, I go back to the Hulu show, the teacher.
Yeah, but this isn't, we don't know if it's a long term. That was a love relationship. They were in a relationship, Todd. They went on weekend getaways.
We don't know the dynamics here either.
No, the guy that Texas said.
He's okay.
It's my friend's buddy. And the video he sent on Twitter was just two teenagers high-fiving.
And you got the indication that he was.
I got that indication. I didn't ask him, but it's a Twitter situation.
You know, because I could see, you know, a 17-year-old kid falling in love.
Oh, what a heartbeat.
And being scarred by the whole situation.
Yeah. That show was good. Showed a different aspect. Doesn't mean it always happens, Otah. A lot of times it's just sex, you know.
All right. Here, hold on.
All right. This is what's happening to him this morning at Burke High.
Your mother claims your peers called you names.
Oh, yes, sir. Kids called me the chosen one, king of everything, the revenant, Reese Humpany, diary of a pimpy kid, velocitaptor, and my man, but like the way Denzel Washington says it.
I'm sorry, my man the way Denzel Washington says it?
Well, let the record show the witness means... My man.
My man.
That's my favorite one. My man. Yeah.
All right. According to
Keenan was great at that Beavis and Butthead sketch.
Oh, Keenan is a guy that could pull that off. Because that was a huge part of that bit, is Keenan recognizing Beavis and Butthead, right?
Totally.
And it had to be a great... Well, Keenan's the star player on that.
Keenan's kind of the glue of that show most times.
For a long time he's been.
He is the constant.
Oh, the Laurie and George.
Yeah.
I didn't see this in the account that we read, but Mike said that George once performed as a country singer.
Wow.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. All right. Yeah.
Playing little bars in Reading.
Yeah.
And then the other one had to look back to the stage, right?
What if the other one didn't like country music?
That would suck. Yeah, yeah.
Can you imagine? Well, the head that's attached to you likes country music? That would be hell.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Well, that's just being in a car with somebody, right?
Right.
That had to make it easier to write country songs, though. Going through life with extra baggage.
Boom, yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of sad songs. Yeah.
Can't get you out of my heads.
That'd be a weird looking cowboy hat too. How would they have to pull that off, man?
Right. You think you gotta buy big hats?
Yeah. Damn right. It's kind of a two-hold big hat there. All right. Well, she's dead now.
Rest in peace.
Now, by the way, speaking of that, because I know that the Yang and Chang biography, I've told you I read that before, one died, and it took about maybe like 8 or 9 hours later than the other one died.
That's right.
Yeah, that was not in the report, so I don't know. At least that's on 8 or 9 days.
Right. Yeah, still, that would suck later.
Yeah, it would still suck.
You
know
cut this guy off now, he's already dead, you know?
Right. All right. Like, hey, your brother died, and we have some bad news for you.
Yeah, yeah. Cut him off
now. You get one guess.
Zach Myers from Shinedown and Chris Porter. Phoning the program later on. Try it again today. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers. But you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.